From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Lawmakers in Greece hold a crucial vote today on unpopular austerity measures. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports it comes amid demonstrations and strikes that have led to clashes between police and protesters.
European leaders and world financial markets are holding their breath over a vote that could determine the future stability of the entire eurozone. Approval of new austerity measures is required before Greece can receive the next installment of the $155 billion bailout agreed last year with the European Union and IMF. Without the funds, the government says it will run out of money in mid-July. A no vote would essentially lead to a Greek default on its $467 billion debt and could have a contagious effect on other heavily indebted nations like Portugal and Ireland. The EU Economic Commissioner Olli Rehn said Greece's future and the financial stability in Europe are at stake, adding, "There is no plan B." Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.
Afghan police are sifting room by room through a landmark Kabul hotel today for any more casualties or survivors of a rare nighttime terrorist attack. At least 11 Afghan civilians and police are reported dead. NPR's Quill Lawrence is in Kabul and tells us what happened when suicide bombers and snipers launched their attack.
According to Afghan security sources, through the course of a five-hour gunfight, eventually all of the attackers were killed. The battle ended when three of these suicide bombers were on the roof of the hotel shooting down at Afghan security forces, and they were killed by NATO helicopters.
That's NPR's Quill Lawrence in Kabul. The attack comes just a week after President Obama announced a phased withdrawal of U.S. combat troops from Afghanistan. The Taliban claims responsibility. After delay of nearly a year, the Senate has confirmed James Cole to the number two spot at the Justice Department. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the 55-42 vote fell largely along party lines.
Senate Republicans had been blocking Jim Cole's nomination because they said they had concerns about his approach to national security cases. President Obama installed Cole at the Justice Department as a recess appointment in January. But Tuesday's vote means Cole can keep on managing the department for the rest of Mr. Obama's term. Lawmakers let up on their filibuster after the Justice Department agreed to turn over documents and witnesses in a gun trafficking scandal that's drawn congressional oversight. The Senate also confirmed Lisa Monaco to lead the department's National Security Unit and Virginia Seitz to lead the Office of Legal Counsel. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Officials in Los Alamos, New Mexico, say they're confident the nearby wildfire won't reach the Los Alamos National Laboratory and its radioactive materials. The fire has burned more than 90 square miles. This is NPR News. Rescuers are still searching for 15 people in the southern Philippines after flash floods killed at least 25 people, most of them children. The floods swept away dozens of houses. Federal investigators plan to release new information today about last year's deadly coal mine explosion in West Virginia. NPR's Howard Berkus says they'll report that coal mine owner Massey Energy kept two sets of books on safety problems,
with the internal records detailing those problems and how they hurt coal production. The other records were kept for federal mine safety inspectors, and they neglected to mention the safety hazards. That's what investigators from the Federal Mine Safety Agency said in a private briefing last night for the relatives of the 29 workers killed at Massey Energy's Upper Big Branch mine. Six participants told NPR investigators cited specific examples, including an incident involving poor ventilation and accumulation of explosive methane gas. A public briefing on these and other findings is scheduled this morning. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Beckley, West Virginia.
Traditional fiddle player Benton Flippin has died in Mount Airy, North Carolina. He was 91 and had congestive heart failure. Flippin performed traditional mountain and early bluegrass repertoire, but his attention-getting style employed unusual slides and blues-influenced syncopation. It helped Benton Flippin and his bands win hundreds of contest prizes throughout the Upper South, among them seven victories at the famed Union Grove Fiddlers Convention in North Carolina starting in the early 1970s. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.